This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
And as we begin the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, Solana, I mean, blitzed out there in a tear. He's so mad, but I don't even understand why. And Jimmy's not here today because it's Jimmy's birthday, which no one understands taking a day off for your birthday. But regardless, Jimmy's not here for his birthday. Brittany's filling in. Now, I don't know if Brittany has angered Solana in some way. It certainly couldn't have been us. So I don't know if Brittany angered Solana in some fashion, or if Solana just leans on Jimmy so much that he's just out of sorts because Jimmy's not here.
Yeah, I think Jimmy's his punching bag.
Mm.
And now Brittany, he doesn't want to punch Brittany because she just right. got here. And right. that's what it is. Because we give Solana hell, and he's used to giving Jimmy hell, but he didn't want to give Brittany hell. So now he doesn't know what to do because he can't redirect the hell giving.
But, like, he literally is angry. We don't ever really see him that way. But during the commercial break here, I said to him, hey, you're still here? What are you doing here? And he snapped me. He goes, there's a lot of bleeps to still be done, Hawk. And it was like, but here's the thing. He's got, I mean, listen. The fact that he's leaving this show early to go do the heat bro, I mean, like, you yeah. still have a 4-hour show here, but whatever, no problem. He goes and does the heat stuff. But he's got to be at the arena. Was it start 6:15? I mean, 5:06.
Yeah, he'll make. It. But it's kind of like it's a mad tiger, a mad bear, a mad alligator. He's like a mad goldfish. Like there's nothing going to happen out of his anger. He's a mad little
goldfish.
Guppy. Yeah, he's a mad goldfish. So but nothing's going to happen with him being.
He does get prickly when we play the chocolate cake segment. Yeah. And so he gets annoyed, and then this just, I don't know, something pushed him over the edge. Dan, what did you notice that there was a tension in the air when you walked in that studio?
Yeah, it's like walking in on Christmas Day, you know, and your family's going at it, and you walk in and you're like, whoa, I had no idea what was going on.
Isn't it supposed to be happy right now? What's going on?
Yeah. His timing was kind of off on things, and he was snappy at you, and I don't know what was going on.
Very snappy at me.
I noticed that. I didn't know.
All day. Yeah.
He got a little sad. He gets sassy with Noche de Sixto and the chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Those are the two things that get him sassy.
Too, you know, when there's somebody new at school, you kind of want to show off. So he's kind of trying to show some muscle, you know.
Well, that's the thing. Oh, we had surmised because he actually knocked us off the air at 4 o'clock. And we think that he was just trying to get cutesy with Brittany in the studio. Like, oh, look at all the buttons. And he ended up just he hacked. He hacked StreamYard. StreamYard went down nationally because of him.
Yeah. So you see what happens when this happens. Now I have to. Yeah, he was trying to show out.
Oh,
yeah,
my God. Man. He has got to be fuming in the other room if he is listening to this. This is just a joke, Solana. Just a joke. Now I got to send him another chocolate cake. I got to send him a chocolate cake to make things better.
He's confused. What is he going to do now? Broil it? He's going to be confused.
Guy's lost more air fryers baking chocolate cakes. And in the meantime, I'm pretty certain Brittany hates this show. she has hated the show since 2 o'clock when we started.
It's okay, Brittany. It wears on you.
It just wears on you. Nobody likes it at the beginning.
Like antidepressants, you have to take them for years.
Right, you got to get the dosage right. All right, let's get headlines from Dan Day, who's filling in for Solana. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Starting at 6:15 tonight, it should be a lively preheat right here on 560 WQAM with Alejandro Solana as the Heat get into their third game of the NBA Cup against the Milwaukee Bucks. Tip-off is at 7:30. The Heat 1-1 in NBA Cup action so far this year.
I dare Solana to get sassy with Tommy Tighe the way he gets sassy with me.
Oh, he will slap him.
Tommy Tighe will backhand him. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Tommy raised his hand to me one time.
Mm-hmm. And you back down.
And I'll talk to TT. We good, TT.
The Panthers are now on a four-game losing streak, falling 4-1 to the Washington Capitals last night. They look to get back on track tomorrow night at 7 against the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah, bad little run for the Panthers here. Yeah.
Still second in the division.
Yeah. They've lost 6 out of 7, though. Haven't looked particularly good.
Well, they're just setting themselves up. They don't want to win the President's Cup because we all know what that means. And they're just worried about the end of the season. They just, you know, do their thing.
I honestly, Paul Maurice has shown me all you need to worry about is the end of the season with him.
Mm-hmm. We doubted him that first season. And then
I called for his firing.
Love you, P-Mo.
Never doubted you. Love you all the time. Did you want me fired? No, come on, man. How's this motivating you?
For Solana, Hockman is a bully and Crowder is his goon.
Hmm.
I slapped Solana. Solana gets slick mouth too much. I'm ready to swing on Solana.
It was funny. One of my first times ever with this show, Falero got smart with Crowder, and I thought Crowder was joking that he'd beat him up, and then I realized Crowder wasn't joking. I was like, oh man, I better be nice to everybody.
Yeah, I saw Crowder beat the crap out of Falero once.
Yeah. I ran him over at the bottom of the stairs.
Actually, they did do that once. That was funny. Falero in the old studios, there was the loft. Falero planted himself at the bottom of the stairs and dared Crowder to come down and get past him. And Crowder went down the entire flight of stairs in like 2 steps and knocked Falero, I mean, on his ass. We had to get the security video. It was funny as hell. Bro,
I was like, bro, get out the way. He was like, no. It's okay, well, I'm coming. Yeah. I'm coming. Shoulder right in the middle of his chest.
Shaq Barrett looking to get back into the NFL. Of course, the Miami Dolphins do hold his rights because he had signed a 1-year contract before he, quote-unquote, retired earlier this year.
Yeah, Mike McDaniel was kind of non-committal today about that, said he's had no real conversation with Shaq Barrett, that it was a surprise to him.
Let me tell you, he's going to, like, what the Dolphins would do is Shaq's going to have a requested team to go to. We heard the Bucks, we heard the Eagles. They can call and say, hey, give us a conditional 7 or something like that. But it's not – let him go. My thing, let Shaq Barrett go.
He obviously doesn't want to be here.
He doesn't want to be in Miami. Let him go play. He's not going to be that big of an impact on anybody's team. Just, cut him loose. Let him go play football.
Speaking of cutting him loose, the Dolphins are expected to cut safety Marcus May at some point.
Yeah, I believe they did. They waived him. He may end up back on the practice squad, but they did waive him.
Yeah. Got to get younger.
It's crazy what the NFL does now. Like, you cut somebody, and then they're back on the team a week later. I'm like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah, it kind of happens all season long to some guys.
It does. It's kind of weird. I don't know. Of course, the Miami Hurricanes control their own destiny. Syracuse, New York, this coming Saturday, 3:30 kickoff win gets them in the ACC championship game against SMU, the only team in the ACC that just wanted to join the ACC and decided, I'm not taking any money, and then they go into the ACC championship game. So I guess good job by them, and hopefully good job by the Canes.
We will talk Canes with Gino Toretta in the next segment.
OG, I want little OG to go crazy, but the Canes to win.
I'm with that. I'm with that. Let Aronde get three tutties and let the Canes win. We'll be good to
Canes
go.
Canes win 58-21, but little OG gets all three touchdowns.
I was going to say, what's the over-under for that game? Like 105?
A good question.
Because I could see both teams scoring close to 50 points.
I think the Canes are what, like 9.5-point favorites?
Whoa.
Oh, I'd say the Canes.
You really?
I don't know, man. It's not a cakewalk.
They got an aerial attack. Both teams have aerial attacks.
Be there in a sec, fellas.
Okay, I just thought it's going to be a high 30 number.
Games. Hold on. Almost there.
That's fine. Dan has a Zion Williamson jersey on.
67.5 is the over-under. 67.5. Holy mackerel.
This Vegas is so smart.
Miami's a 10.5-point favorite. I love that Zion jersey, by the way.
Thank you very much.
I hate it, Dan.
Pelicans are having
your MVP.
Zion can wear them, that jersey you have on his drawers.
Yeah. Especially now they hadn't played in about 3 weeks.
Oh, goodness.
Pelicans are having a good season. They're 4-15 right now. Oh. They almost won last night. That's why I wore this, in honor of them almost winning against the Indiana Pacers.
Take your wins where you can get them.
He'll get the Bucks tonight. We're all right, man. We're going to be okay. On to weather from the New Mesman and Dover Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Consultations 24-7, 866-954-MORE. Nice, and some people say chilly. I just say cooler here in South Florida. Temperatures tonight dipping into the low 70s with mostly clear skies. Nice.
All right. Nice. Gino Toretta usually joins us on Thursdays. He's going to join us in the next segment since we're off on Thursday, so do not go anywhere. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Don't forget, Panthers, official Panthers watch party, December 3rd, Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Man, it got a little dicey today with Solana. It got a little angry at us today, but we also had fun. I mean, we played the DBJ calls, the chocolate cake segment, part of the reason that Solana got a little snappy with me, but I had some fun. Gino Toretta was great. Mike Cunha was great. And we've got one more day of shows this week. That'll be tomorrow. You do have Heat basketball coming up with Solana tonight. Preheat begins at 6:15. Game tips off at 7:30 with Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert on the call, and Dan Day will be on after us tonight. Keep you company for about 10 minutes until Solana takes over. But that'll do it for us on this Tuesday. Thank you, Dan Day. Thank you, Brittany, filling in for Jimmy. Happy birthday, Jimmy. And Jimmy will be back tomorrow. Everybody, have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Heat. We will speak with you mañana.